Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Obesity is a real challenge in South Africa. We know this. It is a burden on our health system. And we also know that cheap and easily available ultra-processed foods are what's fueling South Africa's obesity crisis. Joining me on the line is journalist with Health E-News, Oratile Kekane. Oratile, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you so much for having me in your show, and a very good morning to your listeners as well.
Some would argue that ultra-processed foods are very cheap, sometimes deliberately made so, convenient. Some would also argue that's why people who are surviving a cost of living crisis would end up actually choosing that form of food as opposed to a healthy organic meal that is nutritious and balanced.
Yeah, some people might argue about that, but this kind of food are very much affordable and accessible in those areas. So people living in those areas can easily access those food. Just think about someone, just think about yourself when you are at a taxi rank and you need something quick to eat, you will obviously grab those food. So they are very much affordable and accessible. And in addition, people in those areas do not just buy this food because of accessibility and affordability, and because this food also have a high shelf life. So people tend to buy this kind of food because of high shelf life. So if you don't have a lot of money, when you go to grocery stores to buy grocery, you will definitely buy something that will last you longer. So because of accessibility and affordability and also high shelf life, people tend to buy this kind of food.
What impact does it have on us, Oratile?
The long-term impact of consuming this kind of food is that they have an increase in non-communicable diseases, right? So the impact of this type of food is also more severe in children, because the longer you consume this food, the more the risk of being obese increases in children. Remember, even out of 21 million children that are found in South Africa, 13% of them are currently struggling with obesity. So the impact of obesity in children could also lead to increased chances of developing type 2 diabetes. And eating this type of food is also increases stunting in children. So it also creates bigger issues in our lives. And this is also bigger in children.
And this, of course, is a burden on already under-resourced health system in South Africa, isn't it?
Yes, it is a very big burden to under-resourced populations. Remember, according to studies, 40% of the diets of people that are found in low-income areas are made up of this kind of food.
So what needs to happen, in your opinion, Oratile?
What needs to happen to address this matter? Well, there is a study that I've read while working on a particular article. And according to that the 2023 report by the Children Institute at the University of Cape Town, which found that 500 rands, which was child support grant at that particular time, was not enough to cover the basic nutrition that people should eat, right? So the thing that can be done to address this matter, the government can try to increase the money that they give to children, so that parents can be able to buy them nutritious food. Remember, we said that one of the driving force towards eating this food is accessibility and cost. So if people can be able to have enough money, they can be able to also purchase nutritious food. And again, the government can also try to subsidize healthy food. And again, we can also try to support locally produced healthy food. And also the government can try to increase taxes on unhealthy food. This can be solved.
We do have a sugar tax, for example, on the particularly fizzy soft drinks. Has that been effective? Do we know whether or not that has been effective as far as reducing the amount of volumes of liters of you know, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, whatever cool drink that has been consumed?
Well, it has. We can say it is working, but not to where we want it to be. So we can try harder.
Yeah, because it is the diets that are high in sugar and salt and saturated fat that we're talking about here, aren't we? And of course, couple that with high levels of inactivity. The children you made reference to are being fed food that is high in sugar, salt and saturated fat, and sadly being asked to sit in front of a screen to while away time, as opposed to being allowed to run around in the street or in a field playing football or cricket or whatever sport of their choosing.
Yeah, and remember, even if you eat nutritious food, exercising is also important. So parents should also try by all means to give their children nutritious food and also allow kids to play out there so that they can also remain healthy, so that we can be able to fight this burden that we are already currently battling with of obesity in the country.
Indeed. Well, thank you for the report and thank you for joining us this morning, Oradile. Oradile Gagana, a journalist with Health eNews. You can find her article, Cheap and Easily Available Ultra-Processed Foods Are Fueling South Africa's Obesity Crisis, on their website, health-e.org.za.